Steve just said he loves that song. I love that song too, and I love that voice. And she really was a big influence on me at a very impressionable age, and I think that's a good thing because we have so many people that have, you know, so many vocal affectations and a lot of melisma and you know, white people riffing, and we don't need that many. They have that covered already. Right, Steve? You know, when I graduated high school, I was about to go to NYU, and then I got a phone call from William Morris, who were my agents at the time, and they had this incredible offer. Now, being a child who was only in Depression-era musicals, this show had lots and lots and lots of bugle beats. So I like came a running. I was so excited because it was actually my first grown-up role, and I'm talking about the show called Jerry's Girls. Given a little kid from Philly an incredible opportunity to star above the title with Carol Channing and the incredibly beautiful and lovely Leslie Uggams. We had a ball doing that show, and I have a funny Carol Channing story, and I know my Carol Channing isn't that good, but that's okay, we're gonna go on anyway. You know, I'm very thankful to have a song that I can call my own. We call it the tea song in my house because I've just said tomorrow too many times, But in the formidable years when I was adolescing, I had a few sensitive months or maybe a year or two where I was just, you know, I was a little bit embarrassed. You know, I needed to have my head set straight by a crusty old veteran like Carol, who was be the first to claim that. So she says, she hears me talking to Jerry's girls, a few of the beautiful leggy girls that, you know, backed us up. And they were like, you must be so sick of singing that song. That's, you know, that's the only song people think you know. And I was like, yeah, I know. I just can't stand it. It's terrible. Well, Ms. Channing heard me. So, you know this voice that's up there like that? When she's not happy, Andrea. I mean, it's like, you know, in Tallulah Bankhead, you know, Brenda Vaccaro territory. It's quite intimidating, like James Earl Jones. Seriously. So she says to me, well, you know, Andrea, it's the worst thing in the world of you talking so badly about that song tomorrow. And because you go on the Tony Awards and they have that, they can play your song. When Leslie goes on the Tony Awards, what are they gonna play? I don't know, she said, exactly. It's really about Carol Channing, but I thank her to this day for setting me straight. And in that show, I had the chance to sing one of, I think, Jerry's greatest scores, which is the score of Mac and Mabel. And we're all hopeful that it will one day get the book it deserves.